Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. So again, I feel like I'm saying this like all the time, another non-solo episode, and I'm really excited. So if you feel like you've been tapping more into like your hustle energy, where everything feels like you are pushing for all the things, you've got to control all the things, and you are just like, bruh, I am burnt out, I'm exhausted, I'm tired. Again, I've got a great episode for you. So today I'm in conversation with Chika Uwazi, and she's going to help me say her name the proper way. We're going to put some respect on her name. And she's going to help us learn more about leaning into our more feminine side so we can find more ease and flow in our lives. Chika helps women tap into their inner wisdom and provides them with the necessary tools to tap into self-love, build healthy relationships, and succeed personally and in your business life with her Feminine Flow membership and podcast, The Flow Era. So, hey, hey, Chika.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so honored to be in conversation with you. So first of all, tell us how we really say your name, because like I said, we're going to put some respect on your name. And then also tell us more about you and also where you are, because you're not in the States.
No. Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Because that's part of the ease, right?
Yes.
So funny enough, I just got married. So my actual marriage, but I'm still getting used to that. Mm-hmm. getting used to that. But everyone knows me as the Igbo way, because I'm Nigerian American, is Uwazie.
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 Uwazie. It sounds kind of French.
Yeah, it sounds, but it's there's a emphasis on the Z, but instead of it like Z-A, it's like Z.
Z.
Yeah.
Uwazie. Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
Look at me, y'all. So, Chika, we're gonna dive all the way in, because I know, like, especially speaking for me personally, plus the women that I talk to, this whole like pushing, burnt out, I want to align, and I talk about this on the podcast, and obviously you do on yours as well, but I want to align with things that are just going to get me into more flow and ease and softness. And I know that we don't exist in that state. Like, we have different states for different reasons, but I feel like, speaking for myself, if I feel like, especially for the longest part of my life, it was more about leaning into that hardness, that roughness mm-hmm. that I got to control. So I want you to tell us again, just tell us more about you, because I know you are an expert in psychology and a coach and a speaker, but tell us more about how you discovered this ain't the way for me and I got to do something mm-hmm. different.
Mm. So same like you. And it's interesting, because I actually saw someone today that reminded me who most people know me for, right? Mm-hmm. So you are seeing me in the second chapter of my life. My first chapter of my life, I was known for tech, right? I was a tech founder, one of the early Nigerians who, you know, and one of the few Black women who's raised over $1 million, right? I've raised $2.5 million for my tech company. So there's like a 0.01% of us.
Yeah, that have done that's major.
Yeah. So you can imagine I'm always was around men, mm-hmm. always around men. I'm managing a software engineering team. I'm fundraising. I felt like I was constantly around men, and I felt like I had to get with the boys in order to get into the tech ecosystem. Right. You know, now fast forwarded, there are way more women, but back when I was doing it, it's not even that long ago. This was what, like 8, 9 years ago, this was 2014, 15, there was very small amount of women.
Yeah.
Even most of my friends were male too. So it's very interesting seeing how my life was and how it is now. It's like 360. It's like a completely different life. And I exited from my first tech company and I was burnt out. I had eczema. It was showing all over my skin. And I didn't feel like myself. And I
Yeah.
think one of the most telling things was I was in a program and I had access to a life coach. And she was like, you're very stoic. And she was then saying, it's interesting, your relationship with men is very different than women. And what that told me was, I'm not in my flow. I'm not in my flow. I'm not feminine. All of that has been sucked out of me. The years of me raising this company, raising capital, building the company, like all of that has just evaporated, right? And I can't tell you what was the first image, but I just remember maybe it was probably YouTube. And I just fell. Unfortunately, this woman has passed, Aisha Faines. I fell upon her work around, feminine energy and studying history. And I love history. So I really went deep into it. I took the quiz. I found out I was a sage. And I just started educating myself on what does it mean to have feminine energy? What does it mean to live a life of flow? And it just changed my life. It changed how I saw things. It changed how I connected with women. Now all my friends are women. You know what I'm saying? It's like most of my male friends are coming from my husband's side. So like I almost feel like I really went deep into that. And I think it also really heightened my interest because of my background. I got my first degree in psychology, my master's in psychology. So it really just made me understand like there's this like spiritual level of femininity. Of course, it's genderless, but I talk a lot about how it's so powerful for women and how so many of us do not have it anymore. That's the truth.
So much there to unpack. That's why these conversations be too short for me, because my mind is like going to all the places. So I'm gonna try to rein it in. So just going back to you being in tech, like first of all, that's a big deal. Congratulations to you.
Thank
Okay, that's
you.
number one. But yeah, being in that environment where it is male dominated,
Yep.
and you being a woman, we gotta get in where we fit in sometimes. And sometimes that means you got to play the game. So I can imagine you trying to navigate that while still trying to just be yourself, but then seeing what gets results, if that makes sense, or what gets acknowledged and championed in those type of spaces. And so you try, you maybe not intentionally, but like matching that energy and losing yourself at some point along the way. Is that a fair thing to say?
It's funny because I have this old picture from like 2017 when I was in South Africa and I'm on a panel and I'm the only woman, right? And it was very starking for me because I felt like I was just consistently around men. I had to speak their language, and to be honest, it was super hard. I mean, it's still hard to fundraise now, let's be honest. But back then, I had to be able to speak their language in order for them to understand why they should invest in me. And at the time, I was going back and forth between Nigeria and the US. And so I remember I would have, men, sometimes I'm in a conversation and they would think I'm a secretary, right? Because I'm bringing my male associates with me and they're addressing me like a secretary. Or they'll ask me silly questions like, oh, well, you're married or aren't you married? And I wasn't even married at the time, or ask me about my womb.
What?
Like ask me questions around. What's, are you, well, maybe one day you'll be pregnant and, we don't know if you'll be able to run the company anymore. Like these are the questions that I was facing. So you can imagine I wanted to turn all that off so I can get the results, so I can win the deal because I was running a software company. So this is B2B sales. So I wanted to shut that off so I can get the deals, the funding, all the things that I need in order to operate the business. And I feel like I went so far away from the feminine side. And to be honest, I didn't know how to balance the two. Now I understand it, but back then I didn't.
Yeah, in my mind, and this probably wasn't it, but in my mind, I just see you marching in there in a pantsuit, hair slicked back in a bun or something, and you just like, you know what I mean? Just yeah, it's unfortunate that women, and then obviously, especially Black women, but it's unfortunate that women, we cannot just be and be respected as we are.
Yep.
You having to take on these, I guess, mannerisms and just be, you know, I guess the stoic, I'm saying that in air quotes, because that's what they said, or the woman said, like stoic personality or whatever, to be in these spaces when that may not have even initially been your personality. That I liken to me being really more introverted and having to be on just to work in an office space, a 9-to-5. And if you don't, then she's rude. She's not a team player. She's whatever, you know? And that's hard to deal with every single day, to have to shift back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know what I mean? Just to fit in and be accepted. And to be seen, oh, now because I dress this way or now because I speak this way, I can be seen as smart and important and worthy to sit at this table. And that's a hell no for me. And clearly it was a hell no for you too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So let's take it back. What is masculine and feminine energy?
Okay. So people have different definitions of this. Yeah. And I like to add, number one, it is not tied to a gender. Number two, all of us have both, right? And so I see feminine and the masculine. The masculine is more decisive, analytical, logical, right? It's the energy you put on when you got to get something done. You got to move through something. Something needs to happen. The hustling energy, right? It's precise. The feminine is more of the flowing energy, right? It's patience. It's collaborative. It has empathy, right? Mm-hmm. It's connected. It's relationship driven. So, you know, when someone says, oh, this felt transactional, that's more of the masculine. They're not thinking about the emotions or the feeling. They're just like, I got to get it done. Or this is, you know, this is the decision. The feminine is actually striving on the relationship, right? How are you feeling, right? And thinking about the connection and thinking deeper at that layer. So I really feel that everybody should have both, right? And I also feel that on different times in the day, you may be pulling on different energies, right? Sometimes you're trying to get something done, right? So you're in your masculine. And then sometimes when you are more relaxing, restorative, yin, you know, in Chinese, they have yin and yang. That is the masculine and the feminine. So that's how I describe it.
Yeah. So why is it important for Black women specifically? And I keep saying Black women, not only, but because this is a podcast for Black women. Yes. So I want to make that very clear. Why is it important for Black women to like recognize, or how about this? Why is it important for us to embrace our feminine side?
So let's talk about Black women.
We have been
shouldering the work for a long time.
Yes.
All the burden, everything is literally on our shoulders. Carrying the load, carrying the family. We have been doing that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the caveat is, even though men and women should have both genders, a woman should not be in her masculine that long, because biologically she can't carry it, right? Because we have a cycle. And you know, our cycle is what, 28 to 30 days? A man's cycle is 24 hours. So literally think about it. A man is every day waking up with a new energy source. You are not. You are holding on to energy for 28 to 30 days. You got to slow down. You got to speed up. You know, you got to wane and go, right? And so that's why I feel like Black women, because we've been holding on to the work, holding on to everybody, doing everything, being the matriarch, we have to rest. It is time for Black women to sit down and flow.
Yes. Sit down somewhere.
Sit down.
And it's so hard for us to go. Like, it's so hard. Like somebody say, sit your ass down. It is so hard for me and the people in my circle. It is so hard to just go sit down somewhere.
And rest. And also because I feel like, you know, we've seen this in many examples. They don't take our pain seriously. Mm-hmm. They don't take our vulnerability seriously. And that is why sometimes we got to be the damsel. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we have to be the damsel so that someone can pay attention. And I have no problem.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. I have no problem. Open the door. Thank you. You know, if I was at the hospital, yes, I'm actually in pain and this is serious, you know, We have to do that because, unfortunately, the media has also made Black women masculine.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
In movies, Tyler Perry.
No comment.
I don't gotta say too much.
No
I don't
comment.
Gotta say too much. But it's we're always seen in this light of I don't know how else to say it, but caring, taking care of a man. I can't think of too many media shows and movies where Black women are being taken care of. Black women are resting, you know, Black women are sitting back. There's always this narrative about us, you know, taking care of everything, doing everything, being the mother. And people don't understand mother energy is actually masculine. Right. Yeah. So that's also an interesting thing, because if you're a mother, you're taking care of a child. You got to make decisions. You got to make things happen. You have to be decisive. You have to, you know, so that is it's actually a very masculine energy. That's why they say, you know, as a don't mother a man.
Yeah.
Right. That's actually why they say that. So, yeah, it's I feel like for Black women, we really got to lean heavily into this, the softness, the flow, and it's for our bodies too, because also we're getting all these diseases of hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol, all these are lifestyle diseases. And I think it's because we're not resting enough. Obviously, there's other societal things like food deserts and things like that.
Yeah.
But I also think it has a lot to do with rest and too much stress.
Yeah, you're not giving your body a chance to cycle down. That cortisol is just like, oh, we just gonna be up in here.
Exactly.
Like I struggle with belly fat because, and it'll be like some days like it's like good, the other days because when I'm operating in my hustle, masculine energy, where I just have to do all the things, including being perfect,
right?
I notice that's when my belly fat is higher, and right now it is higher because I'm like struggling with some things, trying to figure some things out personally in my life, da da da, business, and so that affects my eating. Like it's just a cycle. It affects my eating. Then I'm not eating the way that my body likes to eat. I'm eating all the junk and the candy and the ice cream and the carbs and the this and the that, and then that belly fat is just like, okay. Then my sleep's affected. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's all connected, right? And so we do have to give ourselves, with intention, that time to just be still and allow our bodies know what to do.
Yeah.
But they can't do it if we think we got to run a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not just let our bodies do what they naturally know have been built to do.
Yes, 100%.
Right.
It needs restoration.
Right. And so when you were saying that, like, say this, talk about that again, like just being in that energy 24 hours a day, 30 days a week, 30 days a month, or like whatever, versus shifting as needed and coming back to center and just allowing yourself to get back into that feminine side and the softer side.
Yeah.
It damages us.
It does. It does. And there's this, I mean, it's become more popular now, which is cycle syncing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also understanding that your body every month is like four seasons, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a time when, you know, you're really in your creative flow. And interestingly enough, that's around during your cycle, like when your actual menstruation happens, that's when you're actually your most creative, right? So that's what I always say, don't use that time to be making like crazy decisions or big decisions. Use that time to be creative, you know, be reflecting on ideas, writing, drawing, dancing, whatever is on the creative side, that's the time to tap into it. And typically a week before your period, you need to like really slow down and rest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be times where you have full energy, like when you're fertile, that's when you can, you know, make things happen and move and hustle. But I feel that a lot of women don't understand that. And so they're looking at men and they're saying, oh, why don't I have the same energy level as a man? And it's not that you don't, it's just that it's a different type of energy and it comes and goes differently. And I think it's powerful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that women, if they really tap into that creative part of them, they'll come up with crazy ideas that they wouldn't have even thought of, right? Versus a man who just, you know, wakes up and he goes to sleep and that's it. You know, nothing magical. There's nothing really magical about it. Versus a woman, it's actually quite magical.
Yeah. So how would you know that, like, what are some signs that you're just like, you are just leaning way heavily into that more hustle and masculine side that you may not even be aware of it. You know what I mean? But what are some signs or giveaways that would say, hey, I need to look at this.
So number one, this is what I do when I get on a coaching call. I ask the question, how do you feel? Most women say, well, you know, I was thinking, da, 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 and they go into this, like what they're thinking about. And I said, okay, slow down. How do you feel? Like, what do you feel here? What's in your body? And they can't really articulate that to me. So a lot of times we are thinking, we're not feeling, we're not in our body. We're not aware of what our body is feeling. I'll give you a perfect example of when the difference, right? So recently I got malaria. I have never had malaria in my life ever, right? Which is weird because I've spent so much time in Nigeria. And what I realized after the whole thing, because I caught it on time, was I'm so in tune with my body. And a lot of women are not. So I started feeling chills and I started having aches. And at first, you know, because again, most of us would have just said, oh, you know, I drank something or I ate something, you know, and you kind of like wait it off. And then I went into bed and my husband hugged me. He was like, you feel a little feverish. And I still was like, oh, you know, like, because I don't really drink like that. So I was like, oh, maybe that cup of wine I had, you know, I don't know. Maybe my body's like, stay with not drinking like you normally do. But then again, my intuition was still like, something feels off. And so when I noticed my heart was racing and I took up my Apple Watch, I put it on me and I saw my heartbeat was like 140 and I'm laying in bed. And that's when I literally woke my husband up. I said, wake up and take me to the hospital. And he was like, no, come lay down. You know, maybe it's your anxiety or something. I said, no, my body's off, you know? And I went in there and within an hour and a half, they diagnosed me with my malaria and they started the treatment. And what I'm saying is probably within 2 days, I was back to normal. That's unheard of. Most of the time when you have malaria, you're out for 2 weeks minimum. Yeah, it's a real, it can get really serious. And I think because I'm so in tune with my body, like I know what it feels like. I know when it's off. I know when it's on. Like I'm more in my body than my head a lot of times, right? And I feel like if you are operating through life and you don't really sit down and reflect on like, but what am I feeling inside? Or what is my body saying to me? Or have I listened to my intuition today? Or am I always going with logic, numbers, data, analysis? That's probably that you're off. Because I think a lot of people look at hustling and grinding, and that's an easy one, but look at your intuition. How many times have you made a decision recently with just your gut? No number, there was no data, there was nothing telling you that decision made the sense. You just knew, like, intuitively. That's normally what you know.
Let's talk about that intuition. Why do we not trust our intuition?
Because we're not in our body enough. and I think we just, we're overstimulated, I think, as a society in general. I feel like, you know, you're constantly on social media, you're hearing everything that people are saying, you know, you're listening to the news, you're taking in a lot of information and you're not doing enough filtering, right? Of like, okay, this information versus what I'm feeling, what I'm sensing, what's good for me. I don't think we do that enough these days. I think we see a TikTok video and we're like, oh, that's the information I need. You didn't filter it through yourself. You know, you didn't ask yourself, how do you feel about the situation? So I just feel like you're just, I think it's stimulation, if I was to say anything else. And that's the reason why you got to get outside, take a walk, just be in nature, you know, slow down, put your feet on the ground, ground your feet, you know, affirmations. I mean, you talk all about all these things on your podcast, but self-care is real. It's not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing that I think we need to do more of so that we get back to ourselves.
Agreed 100%. And also I would say too, I think that for some of us, our voices were kind of like snatched away. And that was a thing that I'll be 50 in a couple of years. And I feel like I've said on the podcast in a few episodes ago or something, like I realized that I had to first like build my foundation before I could kind of like branch out and do other things that are in alignment with like my purpose and my passion. And a part of that foundation was finding my voice and being able to trust my voice, trust myself, trust my intuition, because for the longest time I didn't. And I feel like it was kind of like stripped away from me, because especially like as a child, especially for little Black girls, we're told we're too much. We're told to stay out of grown folk conversation. We're told to do these things a certain way. We're parentified and adultified. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If we have a question, it's shut down. Don't ask questions, just do it. And so when you're conditioned to think that your voice doesn't matter, it's hard to then as an adult, trust yourself and have a good relationship with yourself, or trust yourself, trust your intuition, because you've been shown that it's not good. You need to listen to someone else, what somebody else says. They know better than you about, like, for example, your body. Yep. And obviously that wasn't your husband's intent, but he was just like, girl, just come on, lay back in the bed. And you like, I love you, but go on and put your clothes on and get me, run me on up to this hospital because something's not feeling right. Yeah. And you know what I love about that, Chica, is that even if the doctors came back and they were like, everything's great, just take some Advil. We saw the concern, but you know, we ran the test. No, it wasn't that. Just the fact that you to me had the courage to say, plus your husband gave you space to feel comfortable to even say that, but you know, this doesn't feel good. I'm going to trust what I'm feeling. I need to go to the hospital. Some of us wouldn't have the courage to do that. They would just take the husband or whoever, friendship, relationship, boss, whatever, at their word and put their intuition to the side in various situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. My intuition saves me every single time. Every major decision I made in life, whether it's love, business, myself, my intuition was part of it. And a lot of times I can't explain why I feel the way I feel. It's just, I know, like, it's a knowing. But it going back to what you said, it takes time to find your voice, right? Which is why it's so important we lean into it more, so that you get to the point where you can drown out other people's voices and you know what your voice is saying too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, how do you find the balance between the two when it comes to feminine and masculine? And also I want to find out, like, how that energy plays itself in, like, these other spaces, like when it comes to you, again, being in tech or being like, maybe you're creating a platform or you're a 9-to-5er or relationships. Like, how does that play out in like real life?
Okay. So I feel that I'm at the point now where I'm very aware of the masculine and the feminine, how it shows up to me. So I think it's first going on discovering and understanding, how does it show up for you, right? And sometimes you may have to really lean into one energy to find out. For example, I have a mentor who, you know, built a huge business, you know, exited from her business, but was like basically in her masculine for over 10 years, got a divorce, did the whole thing. And she basically spent like 2 years really being her feminine, being playful again, traveling, kind of doing like an eat, pray, love moment. And she did that for 3 years, really getting back into her feminine. And I feel like now she's gone back, actually bought her business again. And now she's running the business with a partner, which she didn't do the first time. So I'm bringing all this to say that I've noticed just whenever I interact with her, it's now more of like, there are times I have to be my masculine because maybe I'm doing a launch, you know, maybe I am building a new product. Maybe there's something that requires me to like make a decision and be logical and think through things.
I'm a fresh-faced minimal makeup kind of chick, and one of my best features is my eyes. So off and on, I'd be bummed because no matter the brand of mascara I used, my eyes would end up itchy and the mascara would clump and flake all over my face. Girl, it was just a mess. Every girl deserves a great lash though, right? So these days, I'm so stoked to have found Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. You've seen it, right? It's the viral mascara in the turquoise tube that is all over your socials. It lengthens and defines the look of my lashes and makes my eyes pop. Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara features a formula that has zero sulfates or parabens. It's buildable, it makes my eyes look brighter, and it's super easy to remove at the end of the day. All it takes is a gentle wipe off with warm water and a cloth, which means no excessive rubbing, tugging, or irritation. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/self-care. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/self-care for 20% off your first order.
But I also noticed she plays. you know? And when I say play, I don't mean like just wasting time or being idle, but doing things that she's passionate about, right? Like winemaking, building a home, you know, being creative, doing all those things. So I noticed she kind of goes back and forth between the two, but she has to kind of do that eat, pray, love moment to know, like, what does my feminine look like for me? Because the internet has said the soft life, you know, and I started talking about soft life years ago, but the soft life is not luxury. Not luxury, it's not being on a vacation on a yacht somewhere. It is what does femininity look like for you? It could be dancing. For me, it's doing yin activities, you know. So like I realized that as I've gotten older, I can't weightlift the same like I used to because it actually makes my cortisol go up, you know, and I was a heavy gymmer. It's me taking walks. It's me, you know, spending time with my girls, like just being filled around feminine energy and energy that's pouring into me. So it's like, I think it's finding out what those activities are and then understanding, like, hey, I know I have this deadline. And so I might have to be my masculine for 2 weeks, but then I gotta get back to the feminine. Like it's being super aware of it and under and almost calling it out. So I call it out when I'm like, oh, I got something to execute. So I'm gonna be my masculine. But in a week's time, I gotta be back in my feminine. You know, and I have to put those activities. So I think it's doing that and kind of understanding what it looks like for you, not for everyone else.
And you hit the nail on the head with several things, but that play is so important. And I'm so glad to see, as much as I kind of, this is going to sound bad, but it's my truth. As much as I kind of loathe social media, I do. I'm sorry. I do find pockets of joy. And so sometimes something will pop up. Like there was something on my feed that popped up. I can't recall the account name. This is a few weeks ago, but there was a Black woman and she was taking like a gymnastics class and she was like in her maybe, I don't know, late 30s or 40s. I'm not even sure of her age, but she was literally, and they were flipping around and there were, I think there were some other Black women in there too. And they were taking like a legit gymnastics class and learning how to use their body in that way. And that just, I was like, ooh, I want to do that too. That's me in the comments just being hella jealous, like, ooh, I want to do that too. Because it just looked like so much fun. But just leaning into that play is so important for us. One of the ways that I lean into play, and I would love to find out how you do too, is I went out and bought a video game system, a Nintendo Switch. And so I play Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. I don't care. I don't care. Judge your mama. But because when I was a kid, like I had to think back, like what were the things that I liked to do when I was like teenager or younger, you know, or somewhere in there, or even in my early 20s or whatever. And video games was always at the top of my list. You know, as an 80s baby. And so I went out and bought a system at my quote unquote old age. And but it brings me so much joy. And also now I'm looking to see where can I take like some pottery classes? Let me throw some clay on the wheel and make some stuff, just get my hands dirty, that kind of thing. Because I realized that me doing all these things, specifically like with a podcast and trying to build some other stuff. If I don't switch out of that, I'm going to continue to have this cycle where I'm just feeling honestly bad for like weeks at a time and not remembering, oh, why do I feel like this? Oh, duh, you haven't been playing. You haven't gone outside as much as you usually do. You haven't been eating the way that you like to eat. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what do you do for like play?
So I have to hit on something real quick. Of an important part is what did you used to do as a child, right? So I always tell women, most of my first call, I say, let's do some inner child healing. And for me, I always go back to the time when I was age 9 because I felt like my parents divorced and I didn't feel like I had control, right? And so I felt like there was an element of chaos. And so for me, like play is like healing that 9-year-old self. Okay? And it's something there's something I want to do that I have not been able to do yet is buy roller skates, right? So funny enough, there was a girl in my WhatsApp group that was like, oh, like, you know, where are people roller skating in Lagos? And I was like, oh, I would love to do that. Like, just come on over to my side. We got a, you know, a gated community. We can roll around here, do something. But I love dancing. I was a gymnast, funny enough. I was a gymnast and cheerleader for a very long time, competitive. So I, you know, I can't do a backflip anymore, probably. Maybe on a trampoline.
You might be able to.
Yeah, probably on a trampoline. I'll be able to figure out the, you know, how I used to do it. But I love dancing. And I was a ballerina when I was like really young. And so I go to bar classes now. And I found an amazing studio in Lagos. And so I do bar. And then I do cycling because I love music. So music reminds me of my dad because he was a DJ.
Oh, wow.
And so I used to always hear music in the house all the time, all types of music. So that is also something I do. I try to make sure I'm listening to music all the time. You know, whether it's on a drive, whether it's at a class, something, you know, just to get me like remembering my 9-year-old self.
Mm-hmm. I bought some skates, girl. And if you was close and I was, or I was, we would be skating because I haven't been in like, it's probably been like a year and a half since I put the skates on, but I bought some from this black owned shop that's local here, maybe like 4 years ago or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably around COVID. And so, yeah, I was getting my skate on and relearn. I even took some classes and all that stuff. Yeah. So, but it's been a minute, but you just reminded me that I legit have skates in my trunk and I can go skating because that for me felt like freedom as well. Mm-hmm. And play and joy and just like tuning into my body. So thanks for that reminder. How does your relationship, I guess, how can I ask this? Have you noticed a difference in the relationships that you have, be it with your husband, your friends, even with yourself, in regards to this tapping in more into that softer feminine side? Have you seen a difference?
Yes. Yeah. So I'll talk about myself, friends, and then my husband, because the husband part is more meaty. So with myself, I just feel more confident. Like just bottom line, I enter the room. I don't compare myself to others anymore. I'm not like, oh, she's prettier than me or this or that. Like, I'm so in tune with myself. I'm so in tune with my own power, my own wisdom. I'm very like, and I'm almost like women are just powerful human beings. Like, yes. Like, that's how I feel, yes. You know? And so I go around feeling that, and people say that to me all the time, right? It's interesting because it became very apparent when I started dating my husband, just because he's a people person. So there's always people around, and so many women would be like, you're so soft, you're so feminine. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I've been bald for 8 years, you know? And so the relationship gurus will tell you, well, you got to have bone straight hair. It got to be long. And, you know, men won't see you feminine without it. But funny enough, women all the time say, you're very feminine. You're very soft. Even my wedding day, like people were like, you were so soft, you know? And I feel like it's just internal in me now. That's just how it's like I'm dreaming with it. Yeah. Right. So there's a confidence. I will say that. I haven't felt not confident in a long time. I will say that since I've started this journey with friends, I feel like I'm so intentional with my female friends now. I'm very intentional about it. And I removed energies that didn't make sense because I think in my 20s, at least my late 20s, I made a transition to move back to Nigeria for a bit. And I remember I was around people and I didn't realize they were sucking my energy. I think it's this feminine energy stuff. Because then I would realize like, wait, every time I leave your house, I feel drained.
Ooh, yes.
I feel like my cup has been removed. Whatever water you put in me has disappeared.
Yes.
You know, and I didn't realize it was an energy thing until I started learning about the practice of it. So I'm so, so, so sensitive about energies. If the energy's not vibing, it's okay. We can be cool. You know, I will never be rude to you. I will say hello, but I don't want anything more than that, you know, because I do realize hurt people, and people need to do the healing. And it's not my job to heal you. That's another thing Black women do. We try to heal everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not our jobs, right? So for me, I think my female friendships, I really, really appreciate them more than ever. I don't play with them. And I pour into them as they pour into me.
Mm-hmm.
The last relationship is my husband. So that one is the most interesting one for many different reasons. So number one, when he met me, He said I was the most feminine woman he's ever met. And this is a guy from San Francisco. And he was like, the women there are quite masculine. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. You know, probably because they're all in tech and, mm-hmm. you know, they're making crazy money too. And so they kind of, they're independent, they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
So that was the first step. I think second, it helps us have a balance in our relationship. You know, I remember our first like kind of tiff was when we were planning, he was planning my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget it because again, Black women were used to doing everything for everybody.
Yes.
So I remember I was planning my own birthday. Yeah. Trip, you know? And he was like, you know, I know how to plan a vacation, right? And I was like, oh, okay. Like I was not used to a man planning something for me, doing something for me. And it's been about almost 4 years. And I can't tell you, like, we're about to travel in a week. I had to ask him for the dates. Like, I'm like, oh, babe, when are we traveling again? What's the date? What? Because he does everything. I just show up, you know? And like, you know, if sometimes you'll see these videos on Instagram where the woman's just going, do-do-do-do-do. That's how I am in the plane. I don't know what's going on. I just show up, you know? And it's nice. That. It's nice to feel like I can rest here. Obviously there's things I bring in a relationship, but I feel like that masculine planning, deciding, making decisions, my husband does all that, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm more in the flow. That's why this house, like people come in here and like, oh my God, it's so creative. It's so beautiful. I was like, yeah, because I had the energy to decorate. I had the energy to flow. I had the energy to dream, you know, because I knew my husband would take care of the other stuff. So I feel like that's kind of the main thing. It's not this whole, I think a lot of women use femininity for sugar baby vibes or like gold digger stuff. Mm-hmm. If that's your prerogative, that's no judgment, but that's mm-hmm. not the reason why. I do it for balance, and I do it because I need rest and I want to feel like I'm with a partner that is supportive in that way.
Yeah. Come on now. And we were saying, like, if you're listening to this on the podcast, this is going to go up on YouTube at some point. Yeah. You can't see behind her. She has this wall that has like different pieces of, I guess, like pottery in it, right? And when I tell you, like, she is in her feminine era, and honestly, right now, I am not as much as I would like to be, because I even showed her like my blank wall behind me that has been blank for some time. But this is a part of it, though, right? I haven't even had a chance to even hang the pictures that I bought like over a month ago. Mm. Because even though I am finding space or making space to just be, speaking as a single person, mm-hmm. it's hard to do that sometimes when you are responsible for all the things. And I know that there are a lot of single women that are out there, or single parents that are struggling because they've got to play all the roles. So yeah. for you to be able to have a partner that understands, right, that this is how my wife is going to be at her best. Mm. I'm going to support her in this way and let her do what she needs to do. That is such a blessing and a beautiful thing, Chica. And I'm so happy for you. Because you. Listen, I need it too.
Well, can I say something though? Can I add
us? Yes, something? Please.
Because we talked about, you know, why I spend half of my time in Nigeria. So I'm gonna tell you why.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is my like PSA to all Black women.
Yes.
It might be an extreme view. I don't think America has been set up for Black women to rest.
Mm-hmm. Say that again. Yes.
It's not. And I discovered this when I moved back to Lagos 2015, right? And then funny enough, I met my husband and then I actually moved back to the US for some time. And then I forced him to move back to Nigeria mm-hmm. because I was like, there's no, everything is work, 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 build, build, build. There's no one to help you. It's not communal. And I feel like in Nigeria, even when I was a single woman, I had help, mm-hmm. you know, I had someone to help me cook. I had someone to help me drive. I had someone mm-hmm. to help me even garden, you know, like, cause I was like, oh, I want to build a garden. And this guy would come and help me, you know? And just, there's this natural thing in Nigeria where if they see a woman with a bag or something, they're like, okay, can I help you? Can I move it up, you know, the chain? And so I feel like in America, that element is missing. And that's personally why I tell Black women, if you can live in a different country, you know, near the water, where the sun, because we, you know, we're melanin people, we need to be around sun. That is the reason why I spend part of my time here.
So you go, do you still go back and forth?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna literally be in DC on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one. And that probably is a conversation for a whole nother time, but I'm glad that you said that because yeah, there's definitely some differences. And I want to also add that I'm glad you said that because sometimes in our mind, we're like, oh God, it's my fault. I'm not doing enough. I'm not what, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not that, you know, and we make it about us, but it's really like the systems, you know, the way they're set up and designed. They're not designed for women, and they're for damn sure not designed for Black women to just be and to be able to lean into that softer side and to be taken care of and to be supportive, you know, and to be championed for whatever. So I'm glad that you said that. So I guess the very last question as we wrap up is if someone's listening to this conversation, Chica, and they're like, you know, this was an excellent conversation, but I just don't know how to get started. I don't know. Like, what are some steps that someone might take just to begin to be able to start leaning into that softer side?
Yeah. So three things I always recommend. Number one, start your day with gratitude, right? Feminine women are abundant women, and you can't be abundant if you don't know what you're grateful for. You can't, if you can't look around and you don't know, I can say thank you for this, I'm grateful for this, you can't be abundant, and you're pulling through scarcity, right? And so I always tell women, for me, it's as simple as I wake up, I say thank you. You know, thank you for waking me up another day.
Yes.
It could be intentionally writing out, these are the things I'm grateful for. It could just be as you're taking a shower, you're saying, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. But I feel like starting to have gratitude, it starts to build up your abundance bank, right? And I feel like when you're abundant, you just flow differently, and you start to lean more into your intuition because you're not making decisions from a scarce place. You know, and you don't need all the data. You just know the gut would tell you the right thing. So that's number one. Number two is affirmations. You need to affirm yourself, right? Because so many women we're insecure. We are told many things about our body. We're told all these messages of what is beautiful, what looks good, all the things. So listening to affirmations, you know, there's many affirmations out there. That's why every other episode of my podcast has affirmations, because that's what helped me on my journey. One that I put at the highest level of affirmations, I'm not at this level, is Toni Jones. She has like a whole like album. It's like almost like a, right? I remember the first affirmation, a song I listened to was I'm Not Auntie O. You know, and she's talking about like not being Oprah, but I'm my own woman. I listen to that all the time. I still listen to it. I was listening to it last week, right? If I need to pick me up, I listen to affirmations. So that's the second thing. The final thing, and we talked about this before, is go outside.
Yes.
Go outside, have some sun on your skin, look at the nature all around you, look at the trees, look at the flowers. It's the summertime, you know, go outside, be in nature, right? And just, you know, have time for you. You know, you don't always got to be chatting with people. You know,
yeah.
You can have time for yourself. And I think the best way to do that is walking.
Yeah.
And you can meet a man on the way, you know. Hot girl walks are known, as someone was telling me recently, she made a man as she was walking.
Wow. Okay, then.
So I mean,
you never know.
You never know.
You never know. So tell us about your Feminine Flow membership.
Yes. So I have two things though. So number one is membership. And that has a monthly coaching with me, and it has different themes. So funny enough, this theme is going to be around cycle syncing and hormonal balance.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to have a member who actually is an expert in this teach us as Feminine Flow members, but then also has a course. It has all my workbooks. It has all my affirmations and my videos. And it's like a starter pack, like you, like most women, they connect with me through my checklist. And they're like, okay, I got the checklist, but what's next? You know, I want to get on this journey. And so the Feminine Flow membership gives you all the tools to get you on your journey. And then you can speak to me, because every week we also have question of the week. So you can ask any questions and I answer it. We have a Slack group, And then we also have, you know, where all the courses and things of that nature are stored. And then also if you're like, hey, I have a specific problem, then I also do coaching as well, one-on-one.
Okay. And final thought, is there any last words that you want to give to the Black woman that's listening? It could be anything that's on your heart. What would you say as we wrap up?
Okay. Do we have a little bit of time?
I have all the time for this kind of conversation. Okay. So don't rush on my behalf. I'm good.
Okay. I'll say something else because this is something new I launched, which is a dating club.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And it's actually something I'm doing with me and my husband. It's for Black women. Right. But I'm going to say this as someone who's looking at the data. Black ladies, don't be afraid to date outside your race.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to go outside because the numbers are not in our favor when it comes to just being with Black, educated, successful men.
Yes.
You know, and I'm saying this as someone who runs a dating club. We have 150 people. And the men represent that 1%. You know, they're making six figures. They're doing very well. They're super educated. And it's not enough.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to really push that out there. The way I connected my husband was because actually I was talking about dating white men. And then he was like, wait a minute. What do you say?
He said, now wait just a damn minute.
And that's how we started chatting, you know, but I was very open to it, you know. So I say all women because I want Black women to have love, healthy love. And I think too many of us are stuck on, oh, it has to be Black love. And you'll be waiting for a long time. Some of us, not all of us, but some of us. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of just my random message.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to co-sign that because, well, we don't even have the time, but yes, I swear. And that's why I love these conversations because first of all, the stuff that we talked about today, I talk about with my girlfriends, like pretty much all of it, including the relationship stuff. Like it's just so real and so on point. But at this point, it's just like, I'm at the point where I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to get married. I have no idea. I can't see the future, but what I'm not going to do is put my life on hold. Like, I'm just not going to do that. And so I'm making my own little moves and stuff. And if it happens, great. But in the meantime, I'm going to still make sure that I have a great relationship with myself because it all just like, it's all connected. And so like, if you don't have a great relationship with yourself, you might find, let's say your great match or whatever, but it's not going to work because you're going to self-sabotage anyway. So if there's like some healing that needs to be done, not that you can't date because you can, but if there's some healing work that needs to be done, including like learning how to tap more into that softer, more feminine side, whatever that looks like for you, just go ahead and start, sis, because, you know, that again, that foundation, your core, like your relationship with yourself, that's the most important thing out of all of it. And everything else, just like a bonus, like,
I agree.
And did you find like when you did that, obviously things just started like falling into place for you?
They did. My business is better. My relationships are better. And I feel like even my husband came at the right time. I think, you know, I'm turning 36 in what, a week? I don't even know what the days are. Two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 weeks. And I feel like I met him just when I needed to. I don't think I was ready for him anytime soon because I wouldn't be able to have found my own voice. So I think it's really, really important the time that I connected with him.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Well, Chica, I just want to thank you so much for sharing all of you today.
Yeah.
And for helping us to just remember, even if you knew all this stuff before, it's these kind of reminders, like if we have to have these kind of conversations literally like every day, then that's what it needs to be. Like, if you need to go back and listen to this again and again and again, because sometimes you just need that reminder of some of these things that are telling you, hey, it's okay to prioritize yourself. Actually, it's not okay. It's a must that you prioritize yourself. Yeah. And this is one of the ways that you can do that, right? So I'm just thankful that you were here in the community with me today and as a part of my little village for Brown Girl Self-Care. And I want to encourage the listener to make sure that they go, what's your website, Chica?
Is www.thesoftnest.com.
And what's your podcast? I don't know if I mentioned that before.
No, The Flow Era. Although you're hearing it first, it's shifting its name.
Okay.
Yes, it's shifting its name, and it's gonna be, we're gonna actually kind of zoom more out and focus on self-love. Because what I realized is, as I talk to clients, really the issue is self-love, right? And feminine energy is just my mode of how I teach women how to get there. But if everyone has more self-love, then we'll find love. Straightforward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And where can we find you on social media? Are you on social?
Yeah, just my name, Chika Uwazie.
Chika Uwazie. Did I say it
If
right?
you're on, yes, you did.
Yes, I love that.
You find me on TikTok, Instagram, Threads, Twitter. It's all the same.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you've heard it here. Make sure you go and follow and support and check out her program. I know that it's amazing. And Chica, just in case I need to say it, in case you didn't know, you always have a space here. If you ever want to come back and talk about something else, you just let a sister know. And I would be more than happy to open up the space that we can continue having these type of conversations when it comes to just like self-love and softness and even dating or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So you just let a sister know and it's going to be an automatic yes for me. All right.
Oh, thank
All
you.
right. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. That's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Again, I want to thank my guest, Chica. Make sure you go and support her in all the things and all the ways. And I will see you on the next episode. But in the meantime, make sure that you continue to prioritize yourself and do things that are going to help you lean into that softness that you deserve and that flow that you deserve. And have a blessed week. I will see you on the next episode. Take care.